Hi guys, today I will be showing you how to make this 3D strawberry, and you'll need 60 single rubber bands. And I'm going to make this one, the bigger one, a total of 8 rows, and you can also make the smaller one if you want. That's a total of 7 rows, a little bit less rubber bands, and also the bottom 3 rows are only using 4 pegs. But I'm going to make this big one with you. So let's get started. With your loom set in any configuration, we're taking a single band, twist, double it, and we're going to put it from one peg to the other. So we're taking it, crossing it in the center, and then looping it to the peg across from it. So that's a single band, doubled, and crossed in the center from one peg to the other. And we're doing the same for the other rubber band, taking a single, twist, double, and we're covering the other 2 pegs like that. And now we're taking 4 single bands and covering the 4 pegs. Like that. Grab the bottom 2 bands and loop up and over to the center for all 4 pegs. Push it down. And now we're going to expand to 6 pegs. So we're taking the 2 rubber bands off the center second peg and moving it across to the second left peg, and let's pull a band off of the center first peg, and we want to pull the one that is attached to this one. So I see this loop is attached to this peg, so I'm pulling that one across, and this loop should be attached to this peg here, the second one on the left. So that's done, and these 2 pegs have one loop each. And now we're going to move a single peg off of this one to move to this one. And we want to move the one that is attached to this one. So I see that this one is attached to this one. So I'm going to hold it. And this loop is attached to this one. So I'm pulling it across and attaching it to the third center peg. And this one that's attached to this one goes back to the second right peg. So now this has 1, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2. We're on 6 pegs now, taking a single band, or 6 of them, and covering the 6 pegs, creating the hexagon. And this is row number 3. Go under, grab, this peg has a single band, grab that band and loop up and over to the center. This one has 2, loop those up and over. So when you're done looping, all the pegs should have 2 loops per peg for all 6. So that's row number 3. For row number 4, we're going to expand to cover 8 pegs. So we're taking these 2 bands off of the center third and moving it to the center fourth, right there. And now we want to grab a single band from these 2 pegs and the ones that are attached to the first peg and move it to these 2 pegs. So grabbing a band, and I see that this one is attached to this one, so I'm moving it across to the third left peg. So this one has 1, this one has 1, same thing on this side. I see that this loop is connected to here, so I'm going to stretch it across to cover the third, or loop over the third peg on the right. So this has 1, this has 1, and 2. Now we're ready to go on to row number 4, taking a single band, covering all 8 pegs now, and we're going to do this the same for rows 4, 5, 6, and 7. So you're taking a single band and covering all 8 pegs. Loop the bottom 2 bands up and over to the center. These 2 has single bands. Single band. Push it down. That was row number 4. I'm going to do row number 5 and 6 and 7 the same way. There should always be 2 loops per peg left. And I'm going to fast forward through these rows. So this is row number 7, and if you want to make your strawberry slightly smaller for row number 7, these last bands, you can make them green for the stem or the start of the stem and the leaf on top. That's up to you. So this is my last row for the red rubber bands. And for row number 8, I'm doing my leaf on the top, so I'm using 8 green bands covering the 8 pegs. Once again, go under, grab the bottom 2 bands, loop up and over, and you should only have 2 loops per peg left. And push it down. If you're doing this on the monster tail, it will be a lot easier because there's no loom right in your way. For the stem, I'm taking a single band, twist, double, and putting on my loom, and I'm coming down 4 times. Single, twist, double. That's 3, 4, and then capping it off with a single band by looping it 4 times. Go under the cap band, grab the bottom 2 bands and loop up and over and onto itself. Take the cap side off. There's a stem, and get it on your hook like that, and now just pull the two bands on one side and tie a slip knot. So there's our stem. Let's put it aside. Now let's take our strawberry off the loom, getting the loops off of each peg onto our hook, and just go around our loom clockwise, grabbing the 2 loops off of each peg. So there's your strawberry, and let's stuff it. You can use a cotton ball or some old bands, preferably the same color. Let's open up the center so we can stuff it, make sure it doesn't come off of your hook. I'm taking some old pink bands and stuffing it. You don't want to overstuff it because the bottom of our strawberry is thinner, so we mainly want to stuff the top of our strawberry, giving it that heart shape or tapered look to our strawberry. So that's enough for me. Now I'm taking a single band and pulling the loops onto that single band. All these loops that you have on your hook, getting it onto your single band, and then tying your slip knot. Pull it like that, and then push any excess cotton ball or so there's your strawberry, and you want to kind of squish it so that way the top is bigger than the bottom. Make sure you really work the rubber bands or the cotton ball so that way the top half of your strawberry is fatter and it's tapered to the bottom of your strawberry. So there's my strawberry. And let's tuck in your charm string, putting your hook through the strawberry and just fishing the charm string right inside, pulling it in to your strawberry and hiding it. If you want to add the dots or the seeds on the sides of the strawberries, you can. You just use a black Sharpie and just put dots around your strawberry. Or you can tie some black bands around, but I don't think it's worth the effort. But that's your choice. And now let's add the stem. Put your hook through your strawberry and out the center top. Grab the loops for your stem, and we're just going to pull it right inside our strawberry. That. So for the stem, it's not on that securely, and if you really pull on it, it'll come off. So, but if you want to really secure it, put a C-clip and hide it in the center of your strawberry. Maneuver the inside of your strawberry so it's the shape takes that strawberry look. So there are your strawberries. I hope you like them. Thanks for watching.